Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. If you're blessed by today's message, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. Last week, as we looked at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 to 10, we saw how Paul defended that our salvation is by God's grace, not by our own works, and this affirmed a key doctrine of the Christian faith. But he didn't stop emphasizing this point, as we'll see in today's text. And to better appreciate this passage, we need to understand who the letter was written to. Ephesus was located in what today is the southwest corner of Turkey. The city was the third largest in the Roman Empire, and its population was made up primarily of Greeks, Lydians, and Jews. Rome also sent many of its citizens to live there to protect the interests of the empire. So, while it was a diverse population, the church itself seemed to be made up primarily of Greek-speaking Gentiles. However, the Jewish influence remained present in the church. And as scripture tells us, the Jewish people lived under and abided by many religious laws. Some were given by God, but many were created over time by deceitful leaders. They had a lot of pride in obeying these laws, aka works, which in their mind maintained their standing with God. So now, let's look at what Paul wrote in Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 16. I admit, this is a lot to unpack, so for today we're just going to focus on one key point. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, having by it put to death the enmity. Considering the context of the verses leading up to this, we can see that Paul is continuing his assertion that works, like circumcision, do not save us. Faith saves us. As I mentioned, the Jewish people lived under a lot of rules and laws. Circumcision of male children was one of them. And because of this, they often looked down on Gentiles, also known as sinners, who did not follow these rules, and they treated them as aliens, outsiders, and even dogs. Reference Matthew 15, verses 24 to 27. By Paul saying his readers were to remember that they were formerly excluded from the commonwealth, or citizenship of Israel, he was referring to how Gentiles were not part of the Abrahamic covenant with God. This does not mean that before Christ it was impossible for Gentiles to be saved. In fact, Hebrews 11 makes mention of many who were not Jewish by birth being included in the faith. But Gentiles did not share in the promise God made with the nation of Israel through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because Israel was supposed to be an example and a light to the Gentiles. See Genesis 18, verses 17 to 19, and Isaiah 42, verses 6 to 7. And then Paul uses that beautiful conjunction, but. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Paul reveals that through Christ's sacrifice, we can now share in this covenant. The promise was given to and carried forward by the Jews, but finally through Christ, it was extended to all nations through faith. Christ broke down the barrier and abolished the enmity of the law, in effect bringing together all saints as one holy people, reconciled and sanctified by his blood shed on the cross. A few verses later, Paul drives this point home when he says, "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household." That's Ephesians 2, verse 19. We Gentiles are now citizens of the nation God promised to Abraham 4,000 years ago. And this is by grace through faith, not by works. That's Ephesians 2, verse 8. Circumcision and other superficial works of the flesh done by human hands do not save us, but instead our faith in Christ's atoning work on the cross is what saves us. And now being saved, we share in this promise, being grafted into the vine of God's chosen people. For additional reading on this topic and how Gentiles relate to Israel, check out what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 11. Again, thank you so much for listening today. Please subscribe to us or mark us as a favorite if you haven't already. And for additional resources, we encourage you to connect with us online at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.